Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sports Talk DT, and we're back live on IFL Radio Nation with another episode of Sports Talk with DT and Dave. I got my co-host online, Sports Talk Dave. What's going on, Sports Talk?
What's going on, brother? You all right?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. So very, very glad and honored to have you right back in the studio with me this week, man. We missed you last week, brother. Hey, but we're going to get right back. We're going to get right into the show. We got an action-packed show this week for everyone. Definitely have to give a shout-out to our producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the Relax Late Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFN Radio Nation. Definitely have to give a shout-out to Miss Tina T on the ones and twos. She make it happen for us every Tuesday night. So the University of Michigan and the NCAA has congratulated head coach DeJuan Howard for being the national coach of the year. What are your thoughts, Sports Talk Day?
Well deserved, man. He's turned that program around and brought them back to where Michigan basketball is used to being. Somewhere mentioned in the national championship picture every year. So kudos, well deserved. I'm a Michigan State fan, but I can't even hate on this selection or what the success DeJuan has brought to the University of Michigan. One of his own coming back, he was very emotional when he got the job, and you see why he was emotional. He bleeds amazed and blue.
Now, what does the success of DeJuan Howard say to the overall program with DeJuan Howard being a member of the historic Fab Five?
It says that Michigan does what they do, and that's what bring top-notch talent to the forefront. It's just, you know, when you believe in something as much as DeJuan believes in the University of Michigan, then he puts it all into it, and he expects nothing but the best, and he expressed that to the new kids on the block, if you will, his team, to show them how special the University of Michigan is to him and can be for him, can be for them.
Now, Sports Talk, Dave, this is the fourth Sweet 16 appearance that Michigan has had in a row after they picked up their recent victory against LSU last night, and they move on to face Florida State in round three. Did you see last night's game? And if you did see last night's game, what were your thoughts on the game, Sports Talk?
I did see a little bit of it. I didn't see the whole game. But from what I did see, I saw a typical what Michigan has been doing all year long, which is great forward and center play. Their guard play was questionable at times, but it got through because of the simple fact you got the big freshman man in the middle, and he's a handful. I think he's got one more season, and he probably will test the NBA waters. Then you got the young Wagner. Knocking down threes and slashing to the basket. So it's been what Michigan has done all year long. And I think that, you know, the break for COVID was kind of a blessing in disguise for this program, because they're actually where they would have had their peak in the regular season, they're actually having their peak when it really actually matters now.
Hey, awesome. So Sports Talk, so is this the type of year that's a championship or bust for the University of Michigan?
No, but it's very close. Keep in mind that this is you can't say everybody's got to win or because it's too many variables. But if this was a normal season under normal circumstances, then yes, it would be championship or bust. But because of the unknown, the various unknowns, you have to just live in the moment and be successful at what happens. And if you win a national championship, kudos to you because you survived or you did what it takes or you were blessed enough to survive the various unknowns.
Now, how has or how will the injury of Isaiah Livers impact Michigan moving forward as the tournament progresses?
Yeah, hurting on the perimeter, shooting wise. But other than that, they've shown that they can overcome. But you can't say enough about a person that shoots 35 plus from the floor. It's really basically the heart and soul of your team. Like I said, one next man up goes for every mantra of teams, but seriously, this one is where you really just have to say the missing piece would be him shooting more or less, but the team has stepped up and embraced the fact that he's not going to be there.
Now, if we could just go back to last night just for a second, Sports Talk Dave, I have to speak on the play of point guard Mike Smith. Coach Juwan Howard, they really had to make some adjustments in the second half. And the point guard play of Mike Smith, he really played spirited basketball in the second half. You know, his minutes wasn't as long as they were normally due to, you know, the size of the guards and his matchups against LSU. But Mike Smith really came in and controlled the tempo in that second half and really played spirited effort that was led by his head coach, Juwan Howard.
Absolutely. He is becoming what – I can't think of the young man's name that just graduated. He's becoming that emotional leader. He's becoming that extension of the coach on the floor. He may not do the flashy plays, put up the big numbers, although he had 25 and 6 last night. But, you know, that's not always going to be there, but he's still going to have solid play. He's still going to be needed on the floor. And he'll, as time comes, he'll overcome those matchup problems with when it comes to size and things like that. There are things that you can do. The Juwan and his coaching staff will make the adjustments over time with Smith.
All right. So looking on the other side of the they take on Florida State, who, in my opinion, Sports Talk Dave, is a pro set team. You know, they do a lot of things. They run a lot of different sets that you see on the NBA level. What are your predictions and what are your thoughts on the matchup Michigan and Florida State looking in early?
Tough draw for both teams. Let's not just sit up here and say, well, it was a tough draw for Michigan. It's a tough draw for both teams because both teams do, like you said, Florida State plays a different style in which Michigan is not used to defending. But on the other side of the coin, Michigan plays a different style of Florida State is not used to defending based on their conference plays. When it comes down to it, I honestly expect it to be a big man's game. I expect the big men to determine the ending of this game with Raekwon Gray for Florida State. I never can say their center's name. Balsas Kopovich, he's a big size for Hickerson to deal with down there. But when it comes down to it, I think Hickerson, with his footwork, Hickerson on that box is going to be some trouble, and he could put the front line in foul trouble. And if that happens, I suspect that Michigan will come away with at least an eight point victory. But it's not going to be a blowout. Either way, even if Florida State overcomes and does not get into foul trouble with their two bigs and their two reliables, then, you know, it's gonna be tooth and nail. It's going to come down to the last 2 minutes of the game, who can execute the best and who gets best out. And then it will switch to what point guard will actually control and make their offense run smoother.
So, you know, what games have you liked during the tournament as of to this point, Sports Talk? Any upsets or any games that you called that you knew what was going to happen?
I didn't call the upsets, but I enjoyed Oral Roberts' victory. That was fun to watch. Oral Roberts can really shoot the rock. In their victory, they shot 43% from three-point land in that game. But they're actually, season-wise, they actually shoot 45% from the three-point line for the season. Another game that I was kind of I was appalled by, to be honest with you, was the the
Loyola Chicago game.
Yes, man. Did you see how poor Illinois played?
Yeah.
Illinois played very, very poorly, and I mean, kudos to the winning team, Sister Mary Clarence, or what's the lucky piece that gets them to they got them to the Final Four 2 years or two, 3 years ago. Kudos to that. Kudos to that program. But Illinois is coming out being a number one. The Big Ten was overrated coming into the tournament. They were overrated. 9 teams and only one stands. That's poor play, poor showing. There's nothing else to say. Even my Sparty dogs, they had no business losing to UCLA with a double-digit lead, but hey, you know, it is what it is. It's spilled milk.
Wow. All right. Hey, definitely, this is Sports Talk with DT and Dave, and we are live right here on IFM Radio Nation. Hey, so Sports Talk, hey, who you got winning it all coming down the stretch?
Yeah, I don't even like doing that, but I'm going to have to go with UConn. That's the sexy pick right now. But those boys are playing ball. Sorry.
You know,
those boys are really actually balling out.
UConn lost 2 nights ago, so unfortunately they won't be in it coming down the stretch.
UConn lost? Wait a minute. I'm not up on that.
Yeah. UConn lost 2 nights ago to, I believe it was to Oregon State. Hey, but we got the third leg of the team. My boy, your boy, Sports Talk, D-Boy on the line. What's going on, Sports Talk?
Hey, what's up, brothers? How y'all doing? What's up, Sports Talk?
What's
Dave?
Going on, brother? You all right?
How you doing? Yes, sir.
I am blessed, man.
Glad to hear that.
I'm actually irritated because DT just dropped a bomb on me. I'm actually irritated. DT just dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Sorry to hear about that, bro. But them guys is out of there.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Hey, so Sports Talk D-Boy, man, we're going to continue with the conversation, man. What have you seen in the tournament that has stuck out to you this far?
Nothing, actually, because, you know, I like I told you guys before, majority of my pick be 90% to 95% correct. So I haven't seen nothing that took me off, you know what I'm saying, because I figured from the beginning that Ohio State, now that was truly the stunner, but I knew them boys was going to go out, man. I knew it for some reason. So,
hey, Dennis. Hey, excuse me for a minute. I was misspoken. I said UConn, but I meant Gonzaga. I'm sorry. That's the sexy pick. That's our number one overall. I meant Gonzaga. I said UConn because I was thinking about the women.
Oh, Gonzaga.
But I was thinking
okay.
about Gonzaga. I'm sorry. When I was answering your question, I was actually thinking about the women's side because I had just watched a couple of women's games, and I'm picking UConn to win the women's. But I apologize. I gave you the wrong answer.
I kind of feel
no
you talking about Gonzaga when you said UConn.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the ladies.
And now, and right now, them ladies is, boy, I don't know when they going to have an end because they is on that, you cannot call that a Cinderella. They is on the Hall of Famer road because they've been undefeated in the last past, 5 years basically? Something like that, or
I mean, they got
older.
something to that nature. But brother, it's the Tennessee Vols. The Tennessee Vols showed you how to be it done, and UConn just made a couple adjustments and made it, perfected it.
Perfected it, yeah, they perfected it for real. And so my pick all the way is Michigan. All the way, I like how Michigan is inspiring them guys. You know, when you
what's up, DG?
Hey, so Chuck D boy, we just was talking about the upcoming game for the University of Michigan against Florida State. What are your thoughts on that game?
It's gonna be an exciting game from the beginning to the end. Well, my final answer is Michigan going to pull it off at the end because of their inspiration. You know, like I was saying a few seconds ago, the inspiration of Juwan Howard playing there, being there in these type of times, and he already know the ins and outs and the pressure that always come. So he know how to talk to them guys to keep them on track, to keep, you know, to make it to the end. So that's my pick. Oh, and on top of that, you know, I am a Michigan fan too.
All right, we're gonna move to the gridiron, and we're gonna go all the way to Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas quarterback Deshaun Watson is in a lot of heated trouble. As of right now, well, he has had over, I believe the number is up to 17 now. 17 women filed 17 different lawsuits of sexual allegations against the Houston, Texas quarterback. Sports Talk, they want to go to you first because I know you're probably itching to talk about this subject. What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson and that whole situation he's dealing with?
Let me give you a mind puzzle right quick, gentlemen, and you tell me if I'm wrong. But isn't it funny that we got a plethora of women coming out with scandals about Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Watson, only when Deshaun Watson says he wants out of Houston. And Houston has tried to say, we're going to keep you, but he's like, no, I'm not playing for you. Isn't it funny that now all of a sudden we got 17 women coming out of nowhere with these same scandals? And the stories seem to be about the same. How they met over Instagram or introduced by one of the staff of the Houston Texans. He's talking about massages. The stories are just similar. And recently, Deshaun Watson's lawyer just came out and said, we have undeniable proof that at least two of these allegations are false. I just want to know, is it just me, or is it tickling y'all mind that all of a sudden we got 17 people coming out against Deshaun Watson when he wants to leave the organization?
You know what, in Sports Talk Day, that's the same route that I took on this. That's the same thought process that I had on the situation, that now that Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston, it's very timely that all of these allegations are now coming out about him. I believe that if Deshaun Watson, be aware whether he's guilty or not guilty, you know, disclaimer, you know, the Sports Talk team is not here to claim Deshaun Watson's innocence or his guilt. We're just giving our opinion on the overall subject. But if he is, if he is innocent or guilty, and he had re-signed with Houston or agreed to come back, at least, I don't believe that this type of story would have blown out as much. Due to the fact that, you know, they had a change at the president, you know, the vice president stepped down, the GM stepped down. You know, they've been having a lot of different situations going on in the Houston, Texas organization. Sports Talk D-Boy, what are your thoughts on the Deshaun Watson situation?
Well, I totally agree. And let's just say, they say it's up to 17 people, right? Now, let's just be realistically and say that two or three of them had actual incidents, right? Okay, so if there was actual incidents in the past, and the team covered it up. So now it looks like blackmail. You know, like, you're gonna stay with us. If not, we're gonna let your dirt out. So however you want to look at it, Houston, you still look like the bad guy. You know, you still look like the fingers is pointing at you because of all the actions that's been going on right now. It doesn't look like nothing inside or outside of your organization is y'all. They don't look clean. So you know, all the way around, it looks like Houston is being a bad guy, or whatever you want to call them, you know, entrapment, enslaved, blackmail, whatever terminology you choose to use, yeah, it looks like you, you know. So, yeah, that's my opinion on it.
Well, let me comment on something he said. If in fact the Houston Texans are using blackmail or whatever case it be, it still makes that organization look as terrible as it has since Deshaun Watson said he wanted to leave. Let's understand that Bill O'Reilly was his name. I think it was his name.
Yeah.
And the coach. He tore that organization up from the top to the bottom, and there was reasons why he traded away one of the most talented, the top three. If you will, at the position of wide receiver. It's the reason why he traded Hopkins away. It's the reason why J.J. Watt said, enough is enough, I'm out of here. It's the reason why these things are going on. So it's not it all leads to, like I said, you're trying to throw dirt on Deshaun's name, but in actuality, like you said, D-Boy, it just makes the organization stink even more. And
right.
People were wanting out of that. It was people wanting out of that situation long before these quote unquote allegations were coming along and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Bill O'Reilly, or whatever his name was, he messed that organization up, and now there's no coming back. Right now, you're gonna have to tear the organization up, and it starts with the owner. You're gonna have to make the owner sell. And then, and only then, will you be a free agent destination. Will people even give you the second thought of day?
Exactly.
When it comes to the NFL quality players, there's going to be players that are signed with you because simply they want to be an NFL player. But the quality players, the quality free agents, the quality draft picks, once their contract is over, they're not going to be signed with this organization that continues in the way it's being ran right now. There's no way
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly.
Coming out of New York. The New York Giants have signed former Detroit Lions wide receiver Kenny Galladay to a 4-year, $72 million contract with $40 million guaranteed. Sports Talk Dave, what are your thoughts on the deal?
Good for Kenny Galladay, but terrible for the New York Giants. You sold your soul. They overpaid. Dude, this is a wide receiver heavy draft. Where you could have drafted a wide receiver, groomed him, and you could have got him for a good rate for him and for you as an organization. But now you're paying a proven – don't get me wrong, Kenny Galladay is proven, but proven Kenny Galladay also has this reputation of giving up when he doesn't get his way. He is a prima donna in some sense. I'm a true believer that he gave up on the Lions this past season simply because he could not get his way. That being said, I mean, he's still a quality receiver. He still got that go get him. He can throw it up, go get it. He still got some length to stretch the field. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Put it on the court. I mean, I'll put it on the field and see what he does. Terrible quarterback to throw it to, but, hey, he got his money.
Yeah, and that's just the thing, Sports Talk Dave. And I'm coming right to you, Sports Talk Geek Boy. And that's just the thing, Sports Talk Dave, with the type of quarterback that they have in New York now, is this a situation of, hey, we're going to help the young quarterback out, or we were just desperate to get a big name in New York?
They're trying to get him some help, and they're trying to get a name. But it's more helping Daniel Jones. Trying to put weapons around him. You can't get too much better than putting Kenny Galladay out there to throw the ball to. But at the same time, if you don't get some other weapons out there, then it's just going to be a worse situation than what Kenny Galladay had in Detroit. At least he had Marvin Jones on the other side and Hockenson to stretch the middle of the field. At New York, yeah, okay. Besides Barkley.
I'm going to go to Sports Talk D-Boy on this one. With a lot of rumors and reports coming out that Sports Talk Dave stated that Kenny Galladay kind of backed out and voted on the Lions, do you feel as if that's why he had a hard time
getting the contract with in the league or in the
Do you feel as if his treatment towards the Lions played into his free agency this offseason, and why it took him a long time to get signed by a team?
Repeat that.
Do you believe that him giving up on the Lions played into him having to wait a long time before he got a contract this offseason?
Oh, well. Well, that's a possibility. Yes and no, because you know, like at that particular time, you know, the Lions was going through. They was going. You can't just say he was giving up. You might as well say the whole team was giving up because they was going through a lot at that time. They wasn't. It wasn't like they was winning, and he was consistently giving up on them to cause them to lose games or nothing like that. It was just the fact that Detroit Lions was going through a hard time at that point in time. So it possibly could be, you know, part of the reason. So, yes.
Well, keep in mind it was five days after free agency. He was one of the top five free agents on the board, and it took 5 days for a team to offer him a contract in which he felt satisfied. The Lions didn't even franchise tag him. The Lions had an opportunity to franchise tag him. They just didn't do it. So it took 5 days for him to get what it was acceptable in his mind, a contract. And look who it was by. It's not a by contender. By no means is it by a contender.
That is true.
Well, considering the fact that the Baltimore Ravens offered him a contract for 1 year, $10 million, if winning is the ultimate goal where you play to win the game, as Hall of Famer head coach Herm Edwards stated, why wouldn't you take the 1 year, $10 million with quarterback Lamar Jackson versus going to the New York Giants who didn't even make the playoffs last year?
Because the team is about me. I'm about to get my money right now. He is not at that age where he's thinking about, I need to sacrifice for the team. I got my money. He hasn't gotten his money yet, Dennis. You got to remember, he's either in his prime or coming into his prime. He needs to get his money. Well, he'll start thinking about winning after his prime on that last contract. There's three contracts for a wide receiver or running back or a tight end. There's three. There's your rookie contract. There's the big money contract, and then there's on your way out the door contract. He's on his big money contract, and that's the best he could get.
All right, we're going right back to the hardwood. We're coming live out of Los Angeles, California, and Los Angeles Lakers star MVP, NBA champion LeBron James is out 1 month with a high ankle sprain. Right at the same time where Anthony Davis is out with the injury as well. Buy or sell the Lakers to be okay until LeBron James comes back? We're going to go to Sports Talk D-Boy with this one first.
I'm going to sell this one.
Keep in mind before you respond that the Lakers are currently two games out of the number six spot in the West.
So that makes it even worse. So I'm gonna sell this one. Well, they got for the rest of this month. They got 16 games. Well, not the rest. Well, for the next month, I mean to say, they got 16 games. 9 out of them 16 games are championship or contending teams. So, meaning they are all above 500. And so. Without your two stars, your two top ten players on your team, that means it's going to get very hard for them. I mean, everyone is coming at them. They are the reigning champs from last year, so everyone has a point to prove. They don't care if LeBron and AD is on the team or not. They're going to try to run them through the mud. So they are going to be in trouble. So 9 out of 16, that's over 500. That's going to be under 500. They're going to lose all 9 of them games, maybe more.
Sports Talk Dave.
They are in trouble.
Sports
Talk
Dave.
Keep in mind, the Lakers,
will the Lakers?
The Lakers are constructed
behind. Go ahead.
Lakers are constructed to the Lakers are constructed to go 1-2. LeBron 1A, AD 1B. Without 1A and 1B, you're nothing. The way they're constructed right now, they have no true leader. They have no offensive scoring power. They're in very deep trouble. And it again goes to the value of when you do two superstars such as AD and LeBron, although LeBron is a very much a team player when it comes to like how he does money, how he does his contracts and things of that nature. But you have no money to sign anybody. And whether it be in the Lakers organization, whether it be in the Clippers organization, whether it be in San Antonio or the Detroit Pistons, if you sign two megastars, which the LA Lakers have signed, you have no money. You have no money to be able to lose out on those two stars. If those two stars go down, your season goes down, period.
Hey, hold that thought. We got to pay some bills, and we're going to play a hot single by Lady T, and the name of that song is Rowdy, and we're going to be right back on IFM Radio Nation with more from Sports Talk with DT, Dave, and D-Boy. Let's go.
Cause I be looking good and killing it. Put the cup of combo with a hoe if I ain't feeling it. Every problem with me in the book, but they won't admit. Not a fading this in the air, no I haven't split. Look, I ain't in the playing roles with a sucker bitch. Ever been stabbed in your back for some fuck shit? I'm speaking on me suddenly, but know that it's irrelevant. Calling up the ops like I care about her 2 cents. Badass chick with the interest, we're relentless. Beast mode, 24-7, and she won't quit. Yep. Hoes out here moving it, but still won't shake shit. I'm just trying to put my dough together like a bitch magic. Ay, we gon' get rowdy, ain't no talking. If you ever heard about me, know I'm dope walking. Ay, ain't no hashing it out. Don't come talking that shit that you ain't even really about. Solid ass chick, ain't no need for the clout. She want me to do what? Ain't no hashing it out. She want me to do what? Ain't no hashing it out. It's too late for that, it's been too late for that. I stand alone, was born alone, can give a fuck about an op. Bitch, ride with the stick in a box like I'm riding rich. Boiled in my court, got him stuck, looking from the bitch. Get it on the pro tools, you can call me a heaven's head. Lazy flexing on the book, I'm fit to do that shit in front. Try to ride my way, but they can't turn me. Copy me, fight my sweat, know that I'm so picture perfect. Turn they back soon, now these hoes looking real deserted. Any, many, money, mo. Which one of you hoes wanna get caught by the toe? And if they try to jump, I'm letting these things go. Ain't no rookie with these hands, better known as the GOAT. Hey, we gon' get rowdy, ain't no talking. If you ever heard about me, know I'm dog walking. Hey, ain't no hashing it out. Don't come talking that shit that you ain't even really about. Solid ass chick, ain't no need for the clout. She want me to do what? Ain't no hashing it out. She want me to do what? Ain't no hashing it out. It's too late for that, it's been too late for that.
Yo, we back, and this is for Sports Talk DT, and we live on IFM Radio Nation. I got my boy Sports Talk Dave on the line. What's good, Sports Talk?
Brother, you good? What's going on, brother? You good?
I got my boy Sports Talk D-Boy on the line. What's good, Sports Talk?
Yes, yo.
Man, I definitely got to give a shout-out to our producer. His name is Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. He is the host of the Relax and Relate show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation. Definitely got to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Miss Tina T, on the ones and twos making it happen for us behind the scenes. And listen, so Sports Talk Dave, what was you saying about LeBron James? We're going to pick right up on that conversation.
I was saying simply that as the way it's constructed now, if an NBA franchise puts 80%, 75 to 78% of their budget into two players, there's no way that if you lose those two players at the same time, that the roster that you constructed to support those players is going to be able to continue on when you had one of those two players or both of those two players. So the Lakers, as they construct it right now, are in very deep trouble. They have no person that can go out there and just get them a bucket. Yeah, Dennis Schroeder is a good third wheel player. He is not a first option. And it's going to show if you try to put him in that first option category. Caldwell Pope can't shoot his way out of a paper bag. Alex Caruso, I don't know what been happened to him. They playing mind games with him, so he's just shot right now. Marquise Morris is not a number one option, and he's barely scratching double digits in the point total. So the Lakers, as they're constructed right now, are in for a long time frame until 1A and 1B come back.
Hey, yo, we're going to move right on to Brooklyn, New York, and point guard Kyrie Irving has informed him that he will not travel with the team on their upcoming road trip this weekend. And with KD out and Kyrie Irving not traveling with the team, can James Harden and Blake Griffin and company carry this team on a four-game road trip? Sports Talk D-Boy, let's go.
Yes, I believe so. And like I said before, that Blake Griffin, Sports Talk Dave, I think me and you had this conversation, and I told you that once Blake get over there to New Jersey, that it's like reviving his career. He gonna show you that he's been playing possum these last few years. But even though he's been playing all right with the Pistons, but he sees opportunity to grab himself a ring at this moment, he's going to give it all he's got, and he's going to show you that he still got something left in the tank. So James Harden, with him being the person that he is, the top of the line, top 10 athlete in the league, he's going to carry them boys, and Blake and the rest of the crew is going to get him the assistance that he needs to win this four-game road trip. Maybe not the full four games, but at least three out of four.
I got my very special guest on the line. She is a professional referee. She is the head coach of the Flint Monarchs basketball team. She is very, very, very well known on every different level in the state of Michigan. On the referee circuit, I'm talking about my homegirl, Nicole S. Randolph. How are you, Nicole? What's going on?
Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for having me on Sports Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you already know my co-host, Sports Talk Dave. You haven't met Sports Talk D-Boy before, so, you can officially meet Sports Talk D-Boy. But we're going to pick right up in the conversation, Nicole. With Kyrie Irving informing the Brooklyn Nets that he will not be traveling with the team on their upcoming road trip, do you believe that the Brooklyn Nets can control the pace and still continue to play a quality basketball with James Harden and Blake Griffin leading the team?
I think it's a really good possibility. For the simple fact is they do have a lot of scoring threats. And even though they're missing Kyrie and Durant, they still have a lot of options that are available. Of course, having them there adds to those options, but the one thing I like about the team is they're able to spread the floor. They're able to make plays with other players that kind of follow suit behind James Harden and make that scoring column really big, because that's what Brooklyn likes to do. They like to try and put a lot of points up on the board. And that they have adding Blake Griffin will definitely help that cause.
So Nicole, we're going to get back to the NBA in about maybe 4 or 5 minutes. But I want to ask you a question. With you as being a referee, what did it mean for you to break through in a profession that was typically dominated by men?
I just looked at it as an opportunity to learn the game from an officiating perspective. A lot of it has to do with understanding the rules. There's a lot of philosophies that are behind each rule. And the most important part also is being in the position to make the right call, be it calling an infraction or not calling an infraction. Being in a position is half the battle. And then understanding the philosophies behind the rule is the second most important piece of that.
So Nicole, have you ever been in a type of a situation where you just had to make a tough call, where kind of how you might have didn't see the play, but hey, you were the lead ref, you just had to make a call?
If it was what we consider egregious, as though it's like, oh my gosh, I absolutely had to make that call because if I don't, it's going to make a severe impact on the play. I would say like pretty much any far along official has had to make a call like that, but we try not to jump in there in that particular instance, only because angles and perspective play a lot in those decisions when it comes to those crunch times. But if it's something that's blatant, that literally my grandmother or my mom can say, oh, that's a foul for sure, we got to call that, then yes, you got to make that call. If I don't see the play from beginning to end, I'm not going to make a judgment on that call because I need to see what transpired up until that foul.
So why referee in the call?
I love the game. At the time, I was coaching prior to officiating, and just due to some really great opportunities at my job, it decreased the amount of time that I was available to coach. So I decided to go into officiating as another way to get back to some sports that I love dearly.
So what does it mean for you, Nicole, to be recognized, you know, in Women's Month as a pioneer for one who has trailblazed women's sports in Michigan?
It's a blessing. If you asked me 10 years ago if I ever saw myself in this position, I definitely would have said no. Officiating was never on my radar, so I feel like there was a higher power that had a bigger plan for me than I had for myself. Again, just a blessing to be in this opportunity. Something that's really important to me is I always want to make sure whatever game that I do, be it from little league up into a professional level, I want to give my all as far as, you know, being in good shape, making sure I have the right appearance, making sure the communication that's established with players and coaches is consistent, the communication with my fellow colleagues are consistent, and then I bring the highest level of integrity to the game. I want to make sure that players and everyone else know that I'm going to give my best, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to prepare myself as anyone should.
You know, even Nicole, on the rec league level, you know, I've coached in some games that you have refereed, not some games, many games that you have refereed. I would say that you probably teed me up in my coaching career probably maybe two or three times. Are you the
referee? And they were well deserved.
Really?
They were well deserved, Nicole.
Go ahead, Sports Talk Dave.
They were well deserved. There was no question about it. You should have got kicked out of the game, actually, if I was. No, let me stop. I'm just joking, Dennis. No, all the post aside, while you give me an opportunity to speak, when I was commissioner of the NBS, I want to give kudos to Nicole because she put an awesome staff together of referees who we really didn't have complaints. Obviously, in a rec league, you're going to get complaints about the referee. But to be honest and to be sincere, looking back at the body of work, you couldn't have had a better crew at that time, and I want to say thank you to Nicole as I have this opportunity. And I wanted to say kudos to her as the coaching success she's had on the bench, as being a pioneer in refereeing, not only as a woman but an African-American woman, who has been nothing but professional in the times that I've come across her in conversations and advice and things of that nature. So, yes, this woman is well-deserved of all accolades that she has gotten and some more that she has not gotten. Keep doing what you're doing, young lady, and keep on pulling people up as you have been. And I just want to applaud you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's definitely not about me. It's just about creating more opportunities for women who aspire to take officiating to the next level.
Hey, listen, Sports Talk fans. So we're going to play. We're going to move into our next segment of the show. And we're going to move into the segment that's called Stop or Keep It Moving. Stop or Keep It Moving. And simply the rules of Stop or Keep It Moving is I will name a topic that was hot in sports this week. And if you want to stop and give 60 seconds on why you want to talk about it, you will simply say stop. You will hear a buzzer. And after you hear that buzzer, then you will give your 60 seconds response. If you want to keep it moving, you will simply say keep it moving. Rules are clear?
Clear.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sports Talk D-Boy, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk Dave, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Nicole, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. We're going to go to Nicole. Nicole, stop or keep it moving. Charlotte Hornets point guard LaMelo Ball undergoes wrist surgery and is expected to miss the rest of the season. Stop or keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
Sports Talk Day. The Houston Rockets are progressing in talks to trade their all-star guard, Victor Oladipo. Stop or keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
Sports Talk D-Boy. Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks are set to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Dallas Mavericks currently sit at ninth in the Western Conference. Buyers sell the Mavericks to make the playoffs. Stop or keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
All right. Last night, Sports Talk D-Boy, the Indiana Pacers took on the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis Antetokounmpo and still lost. Buyers sell the Milwaukee Bucks to be a serious contender in the Eastern Conference.
You say they would be a good contender?
Yeah, a good contender in the East. Stop or keep it moving.
Good contender in the East. Keep it moving.
All right. What's up?
Come on, DT.
Y'all gonna make it easy. Y'all gonna make it easy for me this week. All right, I'm gonna give you a good one. Sports Talk Day. Mike Tyson turns down $25 million to fight Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson citing that's not enough money. Stop or keep it moving.
Stop. The only reason why I stopped to talk about this is because why are people worried about how much money he turned out? Truth of the matter is Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield in this time and of their lives is not going to be a good fight. That's one. Two, even if they do get in there and put on a good show, still nobody wants to see Mike Tyson lose again to Evander Holyfield. We've seen that, done that, wrote that book. Move on, gentlemen. We are above this now. You were great champions when you were in your primes. Just live your life.
Nicole, Mike Tyson turns down $25 million to fight Evander Holyfield, citing that's not enough money. What are your thoughts on that?
I know that I watched the fight as a child coming up, and that was a very interesting fight, to say the least. And I think just the politics that are behind it, the history that's behind it, I don't think that's something that – potentially, I think it's just something that doesn't – maybe he doesn't want to bring up again. And as stated earlier, you know, they're not in their prime. You know, this is – if anything, it's just going to it's going to be a fight that I don't really think will last 12 rounds. It's just politics at this point.
Sports Talk D-Boy, Mike Tyson turns down $25 million. What are your thoughts on the fight?
I don't know exactly how much the fight, as far as the pot, is really worth. But I'm going to have to be the devil's advocate towards Nicole and Sports Talk Day. And this is the reason why. It's like, as old as these guys are or whatever, you got to remember, Tyson and Roy Jones just fought. And that Tyson and Roy Jones caught enough of the attention. So just to see, so if Roy Jones and Tyson catch some attention, because a lot of people watched that fight. I went to work the next day, and that was all everybody was talking about.
So nostalgia.
So
they watched the fight for nostalgia.
Tyson and Holyfield fight again, huh?
They watched that fight for nostalgia. They watched the fight for nostalgic sake. That's all that was. They didn't watch that fight because of who they are right now in the lifetime or where they are in life. They watched it because of what they used to be and what they used to do. Then nobody wants to see you deteriorate.
Or people watch it just to see what will happen. Tommy, same thing. What will happen between Mike Tyson and Holyfield? You get enough people to watch, you can make a few little dollars off of it.
All
yeah,
right,
and this world
right
goes by money.
All right, moving right along, we're going to go to Nicole. On several sports books across the internet, the Brooklyn Nets are now the favorites across the NBA to win the coveted NBA title, with their odds at 2-1, and the Los Angeles Lakers' odds are now at 4-1. Buyers sell the Brooklyn Nets to be in the NBA Finals. Scopper, keep it moving.
I don't really. I'm not a gambler, so I wouldn't have anything to say. But we're going to keep it moving.
All right.
Anyone who knows me can will second that.
All right. Hey, move right along. Hey, Sports Talk Day. Jameis Winston, the New Orleans Saints announced that Jameis Winston is negotiating a contract with his team, but the New Orleans Saints is not guaranteeing him that he will be the starting quarterback. Is this a slap in the face to the Jameis Winston? By yourself. Stop or keep it moving.
Stop. You really posing that question as a serious question. Is that a slap in the face of Jameis Winston? That's what they signed him for last year, to be the successor of Drew Brees, because everybody knew that Drew Brees was going to retire. So, yeah, it's a slap in his face. It was a slap in his face when they started Tyson Hill those four games, when actuality, that's what they signed him for in the first place. If Drew Brees got hurt, he was going to be his replacement, and they went with Tyson Hill. But then again, you already knew that, because that's what New Orleans has been telling us for the last 5 years since they had Tyson Hill. He's going to be successor of Drew Brees. So any quarterback going to New Orleans with the fact that you think you're going to be the starter over Tyson Hill, you're delusional. And you have no business unless you're a journeyman backup. And I believe that actually, in the right situation, that Jameis Winston could be a quality starting quarterback in the NFL right now. So, yeah, it's a slap in his face, to answer your question.
All right, moving right along. Hey, Nicole, breaking news out of Kansas City. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill stated, once I'm signed, I'm signed, after Kansas City Chiefs asked him to structure his contract. Stop or keep it moving. You said keep it moving?
Yes.
Wow. All right, Sports Talk D-Boy. Former Chicago Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky has been signed to a one-year deal by the Buffalo Bills. Stop or keep it moving.
Oh, man. You say sign to who?
Buffalo.
He'll never see the field.
Yes, keep it moving.
Josh Allen's new backup.
He'll never see the field.
Hey, listen, hey, man. It was a pleasure, man, but we out of time for the night, so we're going to go to Nicole. We're going to let her give her a shout-out. You know, any organization she want to shout-out, anybody she want to say hello to, go right ahead.
I just want to say hi to everybody. You know, I appreciate all the support. I've learned a lot over the last 7 years of officiating, and I only hope that everyone be safe and diligent during this pandemic. It is still alive, and as we see, is reconforming itself with all these different strains out here. Keep praying. If you're a prayer, keep checking on everybody. And you know, I hope for those that are out and about, you know, just keep looking out for your loved ones and be patient. Patience is really important at this time. I love you, Mom, Dad. My brothers and sisters, my grandma, and I pray everyone has a safe and happy Easter.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. Sports Talk, D-Boy, go ahead.
Yes, Nicole, thanks for joining our show tonight. And continue with the work that you do for the community, and may blessings come your way. I'd like to give a shout out to Sports Talk Dave, Sports Talk DT. Thank you, brothers. And give a shout out to Tina on the Ones and Twos. Give a shout out to Rolo and the Relax Relay Show. And to our fans, IFM Radio. And also, last but not least, give a shout out to me.
All right. Sports Talk Dave, go ahead.
Hey, of course, you always know I want to shout out the show. I want to shout out Rolo Solo Bello for giving us the opportunity producing the show. Tina on the Ones and Twos. Also, a special shout out to Nicole for being a special guest during Women's Month on the show. DT, you know you and D-Boy are always on the highest regards on my list, brothers. I appreciate y'all. It's always good to come together and talk with knowledgeable people. Also, I want to share with everybody, please, please take this pandemic very seriously. It has come close to my home, and I need prayers. I'm just going to say that. I want everybody to understand this is very serious. So you need to mask up. You need to wear a mask not only for yourself but for your loved ones and for the people that are next to you. Be serious. If you don't have to leave home, stay home. If you have to go out, wear a mask at all times and wear it properly over your nose, over your mouth. Keep it up. It saves lives. And that's all I got.
All right. We definitely want to give a shout out to everybody at IFM Radio Nation, Rolo Solo Dolo, Nikki Talk Radio, DJ Spits Up, Tina T, the whole IFM family, NBS Hoop League. Be on the lookout. You know, we're going to come back real, real soon. Nicole, for being a standout community person. You know, she has a special place in my heart. She's my big sister, my prayer partner. I know I can call on her whenever I need her. Dave and Sports Talk Dave, Sports Talk D-Boy, y'all know y'all my brothers. Definitely got to give a shout-out to my children who are at home listening. Hello, Destiny. Hello, Demaya. Daddy loves you. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to our celebration on Women in Sports. Keep it locked next week for our final episode of our celebration with Women in Sports. And we will be joined by the U of M graduate, and she is a professional basketball player right now, Miss Nia Jordan from Detroit, Michigan. Tina, do me a favor. Y'all have a good night. But Tina, do me one favor. Kick the theme song.
Yeah. Sports. DT Sports Talk. All we talk is sports. Sports talk. All I know is sports. DT Sports Talk. Talk about some sports. Yeah, sports talk. All we know is sports. DT Sports Talk. All we talk is sports. Sports talk. All I know is sports. Yeah, DT Sports Talk.
Yeah,
all we
no
talk
sleep.
Is sports.
Scheme. Touchdown every time I score, I'm in the zone like 2-3. Hustle hard like Nipsey, bring the corners back, Jalen Ramsey. In the trees like a jaguar, but I switch it up, I'm an Aries, I ram it. Chillin' in the clouds with some angels I met in Los Angeles. Run through it, I'm a tight end, Derrick Henry. Yeah, I'll forever be legendary. Rest in peace to Kobe, LeBron James, you can't coach me. Bring life to the game like MJ. Then I get bored like Capella and transform it like Steph Curry. I'ma make a splash, go K. The K stands for Clay. Started getting rings like Vince, so they gave the trophy my name. Man, I'm cold like Lambo. It get messy when I kick it like Ronaldo or Neymar. Either you going home or going hard. This sports talk with DT. No sleep.